Wallace Towing and Repair.
Yeah, Sandra.
This is she.
Hey, Sandra. It's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. It's Friday. Can't complain, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was just following up on the conversation we had yesterday. I know you were pretty busy at the time. Just kind of wanted to see if you ended up getting my email and if you had any questions. No worries, I know you got a lot going on out there.
I do, I apologize.
It's fine. You guys are still looking to bring on that truck, correct?
I think so, but I think we're getting financed through the dealership.
Is it like in-house or straight to the manufacturer? Who's the one financing it?
I don't know. You know what, I don't know. I think it is in-house.
Who's the vendor? I mean, who are you guys getting the truck from?
East Penn? Whatever that is. I don't know. He's bought two trucks off of them before and they financed them.
Was that John?
Yeah.
Okay. And they financed them all through East Penn or whoever that vendor was?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys got a pretty good relationship and whatnot with them?
Yeah.
That's good. How long have you guys been working with them for?
I started 2 years ago, and he had already purchased prior to that.
Okay, but this is going to be his third one going on?
Uh-huh.
How many trucks are you guys up to for the fleet now?
I'm sorry?
How many is the fleet up to? How many trucks you guys got?
Well, I think the one we're getting is probably
like
8 or 9.
Oh, okay. Is that one that you guys,
Yes.
Is that one that was from East Penn as well? Are you guys kind of doing like a trade in on that?
No.
Oh, it's a different one?
Yeah, the one that we're replacing when we're just going to park it in the field.
Oh, okay. Right, I gotcha. Yeah, I gotcha. All right, well, yeah, I just wanted to, kind of follow up on that. We do have a match review policy over here, so, definitely try to knock some stuff off and, get you some better deals than, through East Penn.
Okay. Whenever I get a chance, I'll look it over, but I know he's pretty happy when he gets financed through the big company. They take good care of him.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was asking if it's in-house, if they're the one that actually does financing or if they kind of, outsource it and... almost broker the deal. Because that is typically a lot of times what happens unless it's straight with the manufacturer.
Yeah, well, it's a used vehicle. I think it's in-house.
Oh, that's fine. We do a newer used auction even, all sorts of equipment, so. And we do have a match review, like I said, too, so. Always, worth exploring the options, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you can get a 0%, then I'd take that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's the best you can get. Mm-hmm. Is that usually what you guys got with them?
Yeah, your rates right now, right, without a credit loan?
Well, say that again, you cut out, sorry.
You can't guarantee me what your rates are without a credit lookup, right?
Basically, just without the application, a few months' bank statements, and then a copy of the tax return.
So is this like a cash advance?
No. I mean, it's just, like any other process, just once we get you an approval doesn't mean you necessarily, have to take it. Kind of can, have that in the pocket, know what you're shopping with, and, go from there.
Is it going to hit his credit?
Yeah, we do run credit, but it is a soft pull, so it doesn't, affect the credit.
And what are the payments, daily or monthly?
With the equipment, it's typically monthly, and then, typical terms like, car loans, 2 to 5 year, monthly payments on those, and then like I said too, with that match or beat. So I know, obviously with that 0% straight from the manufacturer, that's almost impossible to beat. So, but we do have a lot of really competitive programs. The match or beat is pretty exclusive to us. But what kind of rate did you guys get on the previous trucks that you guys got with them? Do you know that information or?
I don't. No, that was before me.
That's all, John. Have you brought on any? Do you kind of do all that for him?
Now I do, yeah.
How much longer do you guys have left on, you know, those terms with East Penn?
Oh, they've been paid off for a year now.
Oh, so you guys are all freed up with them?
Yeah, we don't know anything on our truck.
Oh, that's nice. How often before those start, you know, cash flowing for you guys too after you finance them?
How long what?
Until they start cash flowing, until after you guys finance them.
What do you mean? Like, once they're free and clear?
Yeah, I mean, like, when are you guys going to start seeing the money off of them when you finance it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not that... But we're not that complex.
it's fine. Just kind of...
If I get a truck, it goes on the road and starts making money.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, I mean, that's what you need it for, right?
Mm-hmm. When do you guys...
Go ahead, sorry.
We don't do business proposals here on anything.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. We don't, you know, need any of that kind of stuff. And we have a really fast turnaround, too. You know, typically when I get all that stuff, we can give you an answer within 24 hours. I know it's Friday and everything, too. But, you know, just kind of so you had, you know, something else to shop with, you know, when you are at East Penn. You know, kind of had other options in your pocket in case something, you know, didn't work out with them. But that's kind of why I was getting... Go ahead, sorry.
Or a hard hit.
Go ahead, sorry.
I know he doesn't want anything hitting his credit, whether it's a soft or a hard hit.
Well, the soft isn't going to affect it. That's kind of what the point of that one is. But is his credit kind of bad, or do you maybe know about that? Or
we're trying to make it so that it is not affected by anything. Like, he's already approved with East Penn, so... And that's even if he buys the truck. We're still up in the air if we're buying it.
Okay. What's kind of go ahead, sir.
It's a day changer. Like, he might drive up there today and buy it. He might not. He might not buy another truck for another year. It depends on what kind of mood he's in.
One of those guys, huh?
Pretty much.
I gotcha. How far away are they, the vendor? Are they out there in Pennsylvania, too, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so
like an hour, if that.
Oh, so he can make that trip pretty quick.
Yeah.
What's the area you guys service? Is that, like, how big of a, you know, radius do you have? Is it just all over Pennsylvania, or?
Well, he picked up a car in Alabama.
Oh, so wow.
Yeah.
How long of a trip was that? I'm sure that was quite the bill.
I think 18 hours.
Jeez, that's a. So that was a nice check for him, huh?
Well, I guess. I mean, he towed it with his dually. They didn't even need a tow truck for it.
Wow, and he went all the way out to Alabama for that?
Yeah, I mean, if people are willing to pay, we'll go wherever they want us to go.
No, I gotcha. I know, you know, some towing companies, you know, only just stick to the town or the city, so... I'd actually deal with, you know, a lot of towing companies, so, you know, kind of why I was asking those questions. But is that kind of, you know, what's kind of holding them back? Just kind of, you know, whatever decision it is.
There's nothing holding them back. Just a matter
it's
of
not
whether
really
you
a make or break.
Not.
Yeah. So it's not something that's really, you know, make or break for you guys.
No.
Right. Just kind of on the fence.
Yeah. If he decides, like, find him money, he'll go do it. If he doesn't, he won't.
Yeah, I gotcha. Do you guys have any, you know, other big plans for next year, or just kind of, you know, plugging away?
Plugging away.
I gotcha. All right, Sandra, well, do you want me to shoot over the copy, or?
To be honest with you, I know he's not going to want me to fill it out. You mean the application?
Yeah, I already shot one over yesterday, but he'd be the one that had to do that anyways, because, unless you have any ownership in the business, do you?
Well, I fill it out, he signs it.
Yeah, that's how it works, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, no issues with that, too, but... I mean, if you guys want to just try it out, and... Yeah, that's fine, too, but, you know, like I was saying, too, if you kind of just want to see what other options you guys could have, but... Even later on in the process, too, if you guys didn't, you know, end up going that route, just kind of saying, doesn't really matter to me either way. You know, if, say, you guys got some proposal or approval from East Penn that you didn't like... Kind of wanted to just see what we could do. Like I said, with that match or beat, a lot of people don't really offer that. So down the road, you know, just kind of another option to throw out at you.
All right. I mean, I'll talk to him, but.
Yeah, no worries. I'm just checking up on you guys. I know, we kind of were playing a little phone tag here and there, so I want to get that taken care of.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, have a good weekend out there.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, bye.